FM 90.3 WJTL Cast of Crowns Healer, Katie Nicole, in Jesus' name, God if possible, and for King and Country, amen. Good morning, it's 7:04, Annie and Fred with you on this Thursday.
Hey, good morning, friends. Speaking of for King and Country, we're super excited because A Drummer Boy Christmas, the 2022 live experience, is coming to the Giant Center in Hershey on Saturday, December 3rd at 7 p.m. You can get your tickets now at JunctionCenterProductions.com.
This morning, our very special guest in the studio is author Zach Bauermaster. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Great to have you here. Anybody you want to give a shout out to this morning?
Yeah, first I'll give a shout out to who's right beside me to my left, Olivia, my 10-year-old daughter. I'm glad to have her here with me. Also want to give a shout out to my wife, Carly. I saw my neighbor the other day. He came around. He's 79 years old. He said, I read your book and I learned something about you. If you didn't have your wife, you'd fall flat on your face. And I said, you're exactly right. So I need Jesus and I need my wife,
that's
Carly.
Right.
And then also, awesome. Also my daughter, Elliot, is 7, and my son, Isaac, who is 5. And then a big shout out to Kissel Hill Elementary, where I serve
absolutely
as principal.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So yeah, you brought a special guest with you. Good morning,
good
Olivia.
Morning. Good morning.
How old are you?
I am 10 years old.
10 years old. Are you having a good summer?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you do anything fun this summer?
This summer we went to Disney, and my favorite ride was in Hollywood Studios called Tower of Terror.
Ooh,
that sounds scary.
Awesome.
Weren't you scared?
Yeah, in line I was scared. Yeah. So loved it.
We should show you the picture. She's holding on pretty tightly.
Yeah.
But I'm just glad they went on it.
Oh,
it was
absolutely
a lot of fun.
Yeah, Olivia, I'm glad you're here to keep an eye on Dad.
Mm-hmm.
So Zach, you said that you're the principal at Kissel Hill.
That's correct.
And before that, you were here in Manheim.
I was. So I spent 4 years in the Manheim School District, 3 years as assistant principal at Manheim Central High School, and then a year at Doe Run Elementary as an assistant principal.
So, very cool.
And then before that, I taught in Solanco. So just so many wonderful connections and relationships built in Solanco, Manheim, and now Warwick.
Yeah. So today, we're not here to talk about all your school endeavors, which are very cool in and of themselves. But I love the title of your book, Leading with a Humble Heart. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so leading with a humble heart, it's really rooted in, and I'll start with a story. This past Sunday, I was walking with my kids. They were up early, and we took a walk down by Black Rock Creek, and we were walking by the stream, and I was almost reminded about why I wrote the book, and I thought about Jeremiah 17, 7 through 8. But blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. He will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought. And never fails to bear fruit. And just that, as leaders, and when I talk about leadership, I talk about anyone, because leadership is influence.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's a mom, whether it's a dad, whether it's a husband, whether it's a wife, whether you're a principal or a teacher, support staff, business owner, you're a leader, you have influence. And it really goes back to the Bible. We need to be rooted. We need to be rooted in Jesus.
Amen.
And send out our roots for those people around us, because leadership's all about people. But the first person we need to lead is ourselves, and we lead ourselves by first following our Heavenly Father.
Wow, that's great. You talked about being up early in the morning, and I understand that early in the morning was a good time for you to write this book. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, two of my favorite verses are, one talks about when Jesus, he would get up early and go away, find a quiet place and pray. And then another time when, you know, the crowd started following Jesus, he would withdraw and go to a solitary place and pray. So I love those quiet moments. And I talk about that early in the book, a 7S motto where you create space to be with God, you become still, you surrender, I can do nothing apart from you, and then you study his word, you scribe, you journal, and then you supplication, and then go out and serve. So really, I really enjoy those quiet, those dark moments, and then when the sun comes up, there's no time, no better time to be awake.
Yeah, that's awesome. We're talking with Zach Bauermaster, his book, Leading with a Humble Heart, a 40-day devotional for leaders. Why 40 days, Zach?
Great question. So when I started to write it, I was thinking 365. And then I was like, wow, 365, that's a lot.
That's a lot, yeah.
But the Bible is full of the number 40. And with the number 40, there's trials, there's tribulations. So in leadership, there can often be challenging seasons. But just like in the Bible and just like our leadership seasons, God is shaping us. He's softening our hearts and he's shaping us to prepare us for our leadership journeys ahead. And so that's why I went with the 40 days, because just that thinking about people and thinking about those stretches that they go through. So it's broken up. It's fairly simple, where there's a Bible verse and then there's personal stories tied into a Bible story and then journal prompts to reflect.
Very cool. Where is your book available?
So the book is available on Amazon.
Very cool. Zach Bauermaster's Leading with a Humble Heart, a 40-day devotional for leaders, available on Amazon. Coming up a little later on, we'll talk more with Zach and give you a chance to win the book as well. Baylor Wilson, Stars Go Dim, and more music on the way next.